You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council has been awarded nearly £1 million from the government to encourage more of us to walk or cycle rather than drive. Projects will focus on Harrogate, Knaresborough, Skipton and Scarborough. We've been finding out more from County Councillor Don McKenzie.
We want to facilitate access to bikes and also to make cycling safer. And we already spend money on the bikeability scheme that used to be called the National Cycling Proficiency Scheme. But all of these things are important to make people realise that cycling is not only a good thing to do, but that it is also a safe thing to do. And also targeted is getting people to travel to work on bikes. So there's very much an economic growth aspect to it as well.
And tell me a little bit more about just exactly how the money is going to be spent.
The money will be spent on various schemes, particularly in Harrogate, in Scarborough, and a bit in Craven, in Skipston as well. And there are various aspects that we intend to spend the money on. And I have to say, I think we're very grateful to people such as local cycling groups here, the Harrogate Cycling Forum, for suggesting things that we could spend the money on. Things like improving the Open Harrogate website so that people understand how good it is to get out into the open air, promotional literature on things like Wheels to Work, which is a scheme that we operate in North Yorkshire that provides mopeds to people to get to work, and we'll be buying 15 additional mopeds under this scheme. And most important of all, it gives us money to develop bid-ready schemes. In other words, when we see an opportunity to improving the cycling or walking infrastructure, that we have the money to develop that bid to go for further monies in order to construct whatever particular scheme we want to construct. I have to say that we've worked very closely with Harrogate Borough Council on this as far as the Harrogate bid is concerned. Rebecca Burnett, of course, is the local cycling champion for Harrogate Borough Council, and she and I and cycling groups in Harrogate work very closely together to make sure that that our priorities remain on cycling and on walking in the Harrogate district.
As I'm looking at some of the other funding that other authorities have got, North Yorkshire's is one of the smaller pots of money that have been granted. But has that sort of gone on the size of the authorities, or did you sort of bid for a certain amount? Or
well, we got the full value of our bid. And of course, the bid has to be realistic, and we have to spend the money on the things that we said we would spend it on. It doesn't go into a general fund. And we considered at this stage that a bid worth around £1 million was perfect for our needs.
I just wanted to pick up on sort of the point about safety, because a lot of people, that's sort of their complaint, that, well, I would cycle to work, I don't feel safe doing that in Harrogate Town Centre because we're so congested. What are some of the more sort of practical ways that we can sort of tackle that issue? And is that hopefully what some of this money will sort of help with?
Yes, it is. I mean, clearly, safety is the priority. We have to make sure that when people trust themselves to get onto two wheels, that they are safe, and also that they feel safe. So schemes like Bikeability do encourage greater confidence and better cycling practice on behalf of those people who decide to do that. Overall, it's true to say that off-road cycle provision is far better than cycling on the highway. Of course, we have the Nidderdale Greenway, for example, which is a marvellous example of an off-road facility that's excellent for cyclists. And we want more of those. We've recently spent, North Yorkshire County Council has recently spent £50,000, to which Harrogate Borough Council and local residents contributed a further £30,000 to resurfacing part of the Beryl Burton Way between Knaresborough and Harrogate, in fact, along Bilton Lane. So we're always investing, especially in off-road facilities, and these, I believe, are particularly important for us. And every single person that we encourage out of their car onto a bike is an achievement not just for us to reduce congestion, but also for that person who becomes fitter and more active by doing that.